Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
Welcome into the Coffee Break podcast. I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for tuning us in. And unfortunately, a little technological snafu ate the first half of our show today. But we've got the second half of the show today, and we're talking fireworks. So we'll join the conversation now. Finishing out the show today, we've got Fire Marshal Lou Antonik is in here, and also Sergeant Berkeley Conrad with the Helena Police Department. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Glad to be here.
So, I mean, tis the season for fireworks, right? I mean, the 4th is coming up on, it's Thursday. So the stands in our area open. Folks don't have to be aware of the laws because we do have basically a zero tolerance policy for fireworks, right?
That's right. Yep. Zero tolerance in Helena. We do ask that if you're in possession of them, they be over 18 years old and that you only have $50 worth in the city of Helena.
Yeah, we were chatting about that before the show. Is you can buy like $200 things at these stands a pop, but you're only allowed to have $50 in your possession in the city limit. So you got to sort of, you know, put them in the trunk and take the back streets, right? No, you know, surface streets and stuff like that. You got to kind of be quiet getting them to the house.
I think you should just leave them in the county.
There you go. Leave them outside, because that's where you can. I mean, you can set off these fireworks outside of Helena city limits. And there's no, sheriff said, there's no real written law about doing that. It's just sort of common courtesy. If your neighbors call, you're probably going to get a visit.
That's right. If we do in the Helena, though, if we get a call about fireworks, we are going to be responding to them, trying to find the location and where those fireworks are coming from, and most likely issue citations to whoever's lighting them off.
So are there any fireworks that are legal here in Helena city limits? I mean, obviously fireworks is a very broad range. I mean, it goes from little snap pops all the way up to the mortar shells. I mean, the smaller stuff, is that okay to have, or?
No, if you buy it at a fireworks stand, it is not okay to light off in the city limits of Helena.
Okay. So we can't even have the little spinners or anything like that.
Fun haters, I know.
That's tough. So zero tolerance policy, and you will cite and fine people. I mean, has that been happening already? Because the stands opened up, of course, days ago.
Days ago, not that I know of. I don't think that we've had any cites up to this point.
Okay,
but when we get a call about it, and I'm sure they'll start coming in here soon.
Yeah,
that's when we'll probably start having to take enforcement action.
Okay. Do you know how many you get? You know, roughly a season, a 4th of July season.
I don't know, not off the top of my head, calls-wise.
Yeah.
No, I don't. But it's constant, especially when it ramps up around July 3rd. We are inundated with phone calls from concerned citizens.
So that's typically the neighbors getting tired of their, you know, their neighbors have been setting them off for a week, and now they're ready for it to be done.
That's right.
Yeah. So, I mean, how does that happen? Do you guys have officers out there, like the speed traps? You know, you're sitting on the highway. Do you have firework traps?
Well, there's no such thing as a speed trap.
Well.
But, yes, we have a patrol shift that's out there, and they're responding to calls as they take them. So I think that's another important point, is that if our resources are being tied up going to 150 fireworks calls, that's taking officers away from domestics, DUIs, assaults, shoplifts, thefts, other, I would say, more important calls that we need to allocate our resources to. So we need everybody's help to not light fireworks off in the city limits and take them to where they can do so out in the county.
Yeah. And that's not, I mean, I guess we should point out that, as you say, you know, fund police, you're just enforcing the laws that were given to you, right?
That's
like you didn't go out there and write this and say, I hate fireworks. This is what I'm doing. I mean, this is just these are the laws that we have here in Helena, and this is what you're forced to enforce, right?
That's correct, Troy.
Yeah. So, I mean, aside from the legalities, these things, Lou, these things can be dangerous, right? I mean, I know we're talking sort of the no duh sort of statement, but fireworks are dangerous.
Yeah, for sure. You know, the one piece is fires, but a second piece that people have a tendency to forget about is the amount of injuries, significant amount of injuries every year. You know, the National Fire Protection Association has statistics you can go online and look at, and there's upwards of 18,000 injuries every year just from fireworks alone across the country. And some of those are significant. And unfortunately, there's fatality incidents as a result of fireworks. So, you know, we've had instances where people have been severely burned. And that's the other side of it on top of the fire piece. So, you know, and And with the fire piece, it's not just necessarily trees and grass and stuff like that. It can be structures, it can be outbuildings, it can be vehicles. So that's something that's important for people to keep in mind, and they're liable for those costs.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about all those injuries. That's a lot of lost fingers.
Yeah,
I mean, because and most of the injuries are like hands and fingers, right? I mean, very often.
That's correct. That's correct. And, you know, that's why they say leave fireworks to the professionals. And you can't function very well without your hands and your fingers, you know. And unfortunately, that's where a lot of the injuries end up happening. And they're significant injuries. And it's, you know, it's a difficult, long road for people to recover from some of those injuries. You know, so...
Well, and sparklers, I mean, sparklers, those are the ones that we hand to the little kids, right? Like, this is yours. You can play with this. Those are some of the most dangerous ones, right?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So they talk about, you know, 350 degrees to bake a cake. And then they talk about, you know, I think aluminum is 900 degrees, at which point it melts. And a sparkler, the tip of a sparkler is 1,200 degrees. And you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, somebody will light up a sparkler and, you know, hand it to children, and they don't realize the significant amount of heat that's coming off the end of that firework. So, you know, that and unfortunately, even here locally, we've had some significant injuries with young children as a result of sparklers. So it's something that's imperative that people keep in the back of their mind about, you know, making sure that if you're going to do that, if you're going to do fireworks, that it's a very safe setting and that you have adults there and they're the ones that are doing the fireworks.
Right. Well, and fire-wise, I mean, we've been fortunate to have quite a bit of moisture so far this season. That's a good thing, but it doesn't mean we're fireproof.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, everybody's ramping up for the season and we're getting things, you know, in place across the state as far as the state agencies and federal agencies and local entities. But this is the point at which things start to tip. And, you know, we start to heat up and things dry out, and it doesn't take much at that point for something to happen. So we have a significant problem as it is, you know, with natural, with lightning strikes and things like that. So we really want to minimize the man-made piece as much as we can.
Well, and what, thousands of fires across the country each year from fireworks, right?
Correct.
I mean, multiple thousands.
Yeah, yeah. Statistics are pretty heavy. I mean, it's just one of the busiest days of the year, obviously, you know. Pyrotechnics in general are significant for starting fires, and there's a lot of losses too. There's a lot of structures unfortunately that are lost, and along with, you know, acres of vegetation.
Well, and Helena's not immune. I mean, last year it sounds like pretty good, pretty quiet, but there have been years where we've had pretty significant fires. Spring Meadow Lake years ago had, I mean, a really big fire, didn't it?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. Yep. Significant fire and the amount of loss, you know, and then people's lives at stake, firefighters, you know, and property and everything else. So one simple, you know, firework can turn into something like that. One of the biggest fires in the West a couple of years ago was out in Oregon with the Eagle Station mm-hmm. fire, and that was... 15-year-old that was, you know, using fireworks in an area, should have never been in that area, and it's one of the biggest fires that happened in the West. And so very destructive and something for people to think about, you know, when they're out there.
Yeah,
it's important that people have, you know, you were talking about the county, if they do, you know, wherever that is where they light those fireworks, you know, it needs to be a clear area, and it needs to be no vegetation and buildings, and people need to be a safe distance away, and they need to have, you know, fire extinguishers and water and different resources like that in place if they're going to do that.
Yeah. And so, here in Helena city limits, zero tolerance. You're going to get cited for those things. No fireworks just at all. Not the same regulations outside of Helena in the county. No regulations, really. It's a do unto others kind of thing. Don't go lighting them off after about 10 o'clock at night up to the 4th. Sheriff said after that, you can go a little bit later, but if your neighbor calls, the sheriff is or one of his guys is going to be knocking on your door. Over in East Helena, you can light them off from 10 to 10 today through Wednesday and then until midnight on the 4th. So, that's what we've got sort of in our immediate listening area as far as the rules. Fireworks are probably going to be used, but as Lou said, you know, just be safe, right? And,
yeah.
I mean, sort of the checklist is have that fire extinguisher, have some water, that sort of thing handy.
Yeah, and let adults, you know, it should be something that the adults are doing. We want people to have a great 4th of July, and we want people to have fun and celebrate, you know, but keep in mind some of the different things that go along with that, and fireworks safety and so on and so forth. So it's just imperative, you know, that people take the time to put those things in place and make it good for everybody.
And help Berkeley not have a super busy holiday weekend. He doesn't want to be out there writing you citations for this stuff either. And you can also go and check out the show over in East Helena on the 4th. Shelley's is still collecting for that. Last I heard, she was a little over halfway there, is it, on collection. So she's still short probably more than $10,000 for this show. So if you can, it would be amazing to help her out, help keep this thing going each year. You can donate at either of the Shelley's Cafe locations. You can also go online at helenafireworks.com and donate there. Guys, thanks for coming in. Berkeley, you have any parting words for us this morning?
No. Stay safe, have fun, help out your neighbors, and happy 4th of July.
How about you, Lou? I got seconds left. You've got a big weekend coming up.
Support the fireworks show in East Helena. I think that's great. I'm glad you brought that up. And happy 4th, and stay safe.
Absolutely. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in this morning. I sure appreciate that. Thanks for the work that you do. And I hope you both have a really boring 4th of July weekend.
Thank you, and thanks for having us.
I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Head on over. Give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow.